Yesterday, Seattle requested Ukawinda to give a Dhamma talk to encourage yogis to further practice Vipassana meditation. So today's Dhamma talk will be a continuation of the Dhamma talk given the day before. There, we mentioned about the noting mind and the physical and mental phenomena. And since there are different yogis, depending on their degree of parami, perfection, practice, dedication, and so on, and their level of wisdom, jnana, they will see differently. But they will all see that there is only physical and mental phenomena, rupa and nama. They will note at the very moment, and then they will understand firsthand that the nama and rupa are interdependent. There are certain cases where the nama, the noting mind or the intention, causes rupa, physical phenomena, to take act. And also, Seattle gave an example where the cause is the physical phenomena and the effect or result is the mental phenomena. So there are various cases, but they all say that there is nothing automatic. There is always cause and effect. It is important to understand this and to know firsthand, especially when the yogi practices Vipassana meditation. If they cultivate confidence, samadhi, then they will be able to see clearly that when things appear, after a while, there is sustain, and they stop, and then they end. So they will be able to see not just the beginning, but the middle and the end as well. What is needed is to have sati awareness, mindfulness, and to have viriya, energy, and diligence, and to have a deep noting of things happening at every moment. By noticing the things, then the yogi will understand firsthand that nothing is permanent. So they understand the nature, a characteristic known as anicca, impermanence. They also understand firsthand that things are unsatisfactory, that there is suffering known as dukkha, and that there is no one, no creator, no self, no control, and so on. That is anatta, no soul, no self. And since they know firsthand the thing, then they will become delighted and they will try to practice Vipassana more. At that moment, the yogi is said to have possessed a kind of Vipassana knowledge known in Pali as Samatana Jnana. The yogi is able to ponder, consider, have an analytical mind, and see what the things are. They can see the physical and mental phenomena, cause, relationship, and so on. So that is one step on the progress of insight knowledge. And the yogi understands that by seeing some things in the present and by successfully seeing things in the past, they are likely to infer that similar things will happen in the future. That even in the future, when the physical and mental phenomena occur, they must have a beginning, a middle, and an end. So that is known as inferential knowledge, and in Pali, it is known as anumana jnana. So just by practicing vipassana meditation, most yogis will have these two kinds of knowledge, samasana jnana and anumana jnana.
Pisakha
jnana. Able to see it at the moment. So these are the knowledges that the yogi will have. So when you practice vipassana meditation, you need to have viriya, energy, vigor. You need to have sati, awareness, mindfulness. And you need to have panya, wisdom. And if you know clearly, carefully, then you will see firsthand that all the vipassana, jnana, kind of inside knowledge. So all the factors are needed when you practice vipassana meditation. If all these things are working in unison, then you will see that things appear very quickly, and you will also note that things will disappear very quickly. You do not have to make special effort to note them. You will see clearly in your mind the things happening and the things disappearing. And you will also note that in the middle there is some sustain. Here again, you have accumulated another kind of inside knowledge known as udayavaya jnana. It literally means the knowledge or wisdom to see clearly things appear and disappear. So in the beginning practice, you note at the rising of the abdomen and the falling of the abdomen. You will follow the process clearly and see the beginning, middle, and end of the rising of the abdomen. Likewise, you will also see the beginning, middle, and end of the falling of the abdomen. And sometimes you might have some itch. There'll be itchy sensation. And you will also note that this itch will disappear. Sometimes there will be unbearable pain. And also, if you note clearly, then this pain will also disappear. So at every moment, there is nothing but the appearance and disappearance of stuff. And in order to note that, there should be no gap, and you'll be able to see that what there are a succession of movements, that things appear, disappear, and so on. You see them clearly in your mind, and in order to know it clearly, you need viriya, energy, sati, mindfulness, or awareness, jnana, knowledge, and the noting mind. And if you do it, then your mind becomes very clear, and then you will see things clearly. You will feel very delighted, and sometimes you might not even notice that the time has passed away. Time seems to pass away very quickly. So some people say that at that time their mind is very clear. Some people seem to see some light, brightness, and so on. Your mind is clear and tranquil. And if the yogi knows himself or herself those things are happening, then they will be very delighted, and they will have faith and confidence in their practice, and they will note what the Buddha says in two separate verses. On one occasion, Buddha says that if one goes to a silent place all alone by oneself, and then you try to understand and just note things as they happen and disappear, then that udayavaya jnana is important, and that yogi will have a peace of mind just noting that all the aggregates are nothing but rupa and nama. Everything has a beginning and an end. And also the yogi will have piti, joy, and elation. So the yogi will understand firsthand that this practice of vipassana meditation not only gives them good insight knowledge, but it is very invaluable. On another occasion, Buddha said this Pali verse, which Searo explained in detail. Suppose there are two kinds of people, one who lives up to like 100 years. So in layman's term, he is said to have a long life and longevity. But if that person has never noted for a moment things that have happened and disappear, and he has not sensed that udiyavaya jnana, then his long life will be considered to be not worthy and probably not useful and maybe not, it's worthless. On the other hand, there might be another person who lives only just a day or so. But in that day or so, by practicing vipassana meditation, that person is able to know inside his body the things that are happening, and he or she understands that things appear and disappear, and also know the true nature of the associated jnana. So that person that has experienced this udiyavaya jnana for a day, maybe in layman's term is said to have a short life, but really that life is valuable, much more valuable than the person who lived 100 years without noting the udiyavaya jnana. So those are the two verses that were given by Buddha. And you yogis are practicing, and you will know firsthand. If you practice carefully, you will note at the very moment what things are happening. Then you will say to have lived a good life. And so you will also have faith and confidence in this practice of vipassana meditation. Then you will know truly clearly what the things are and the true nature of things. So you'll be get delighted. That is why it is important to know things at the very moment and with all the factors in place. As instructed by Lord Buddha, the yogi should try to note things as they happen. By doing so, they will see paramattha, the true nature, the ultimate reality, and will not get involved with piñata, names, labels, and concepts. They will know clearly by noting at every moment that there is just physical and mental phenomena, that there is cause and effect, that all the physical and mental phenomena arise and then decay. So they are not permanent, that is known as anicca. There is unsatisfactoriness, known as dukkha or suffering, and there is no thing that is controlling them. They happen as they wish, and they disappear at any moment without any control, any self. That is known as anatta, no self, no control. So the yogi is trying to see themselves, all this stuff. So Searo says, what do you mean by practicing vipassana meditation? The purpose of practice of vipassana meditation is to know three things. One, what is anicca or impermanence? Two, what is the characteristic of anicca, that is anicca lakkhana? And the third is anicca nupadana, the vipassana practice of noting what is impermanence. So we have learned firsthand, and you have known for yourself that things, whatever they are, people say they are like five khandhas or five aggregates, and all the aggregates are just a collection of physical and mental phenomena. And so all these things are impermanent. So the yogis will know firsthand what is anicca or impermanence. So what it is characteristic? So every physical and mental phenomena, once they arise, they must disappear, they must decay, and so on. So that is the true nature of anicca. And what is anicca nupassana? When the yogi notes things, the physical and mental phenomena, then the yogi will know firsthand that things appear and disappear. And when the yogi realizes the true nature, the characteristic of anicca, then that yogi is said to have anicca upasana jnana, another inside knowledge, where he or she is able to note clearly and understand the true nature of anicca. Similarly, the purpose of vipassana meditation is to note a collection of three things. What is dukkha? What is the characteristic of dukkha? And how to observe dukkha nupassana jnana? So when the yogi practices vipassana meditation, then they will note that the five aggregates and all the physical and mental phenomena arise and disappear. They are not permanent, and so they are not satisfactory. So sometimes in the literature it is said that there is oppression. Sometimes they say there is suffering or unsatisfactoriness, which are the synonyms for dukkha. And the nature of dukkha is oppression, make things suffer, and to be unsatisfactory. And the dukkha nupassana jnana simply means the knowledge to understand and note that since things are impermanent and things arise and disappear and they tend to have oppression, there is suffering and unsatisfactoriness, noting that nature of thing is known as dukkha nupassana jnana. So this is the second collection of things that the yogi should note. Yet another purpose of practicing vipassana meditation is to know the three things. One, what is anatta? Two, what is the characteristic of anatta? And three, what is anatta nupassana jnana? So one notes that when one practices vipassana meditation, one cannot force things to happen. The physical and mental phenomena appear at seemingly random at their own pace, at their own will, and one cannot force it to either appear or disappear. So as Yara mentioned earlier, what is seeing? Seeing happens when the eye has contact with a sight. One cannot just produce it. It happens when things interact. And so one just has to note things as they appear and as they disappear. So what is anatta? Anatta means that all the five aggregates are likely to appear and disappear at their own will, and that means there is no self, no soul. And the yogi should not try to force things to stop or to happen. The duty of the yogi is to note things as they happen, and eventually they may or may not go away, but one should not force anything to appear or disappear. So what is the characteristic of anatta? It simply means that you cannot command, you cannot ask the physical and the mental phenomena to obey your orders or to have your wish. You cannot have any control on this physical and mental phenomena, so that is the characteristic known as anatta lakkhana. So when you practice vipassana meditation, then as you note things as they truly are and understands that you just have to note it and see it appear and disappear, You cannot force it to begin or to end, and so on. So there is no automatic stuff, there is no creator, there is no self, no soul, and so on. And if one is able to understand clearly what they are, then one is said to have accumulated anatta nupassana jnana, which simply means the knowledge to understand clearly what anatta, no soul, no self means. So, in summary, the practice of vipassana meditation is to note the three characteristics, anicca, dukkha, anatta, their true nature, and also to observe them in your practice. So, what is the practice of vipassana jnana or vipassana knowledge? It is to note clearly the three characteristics known as anicca, impermanence, dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, and anatta, no self, no control, and so on. Also, they are known as samyanya lakkhana, common characteristics. The reason is that all the physical phenomena and mental phenomena, all, every one of them, possess these three characteristics. So that applies to the elements that you know, like Patavi, the earth element, Tejo, the fire element, Abho, Vayo, water element, air element, and so on. They also apply to Fatha, contact, and Vedana, feeling, and so on. So no matter what the physical and mental phenomena, every one of them is impermanent, every one of them is unsatisfactory, and every one of them is beyond our control. So do we need to know all the three things? Sierra mentioned that if one knows one characteristic, then it is easy to know the other two. So some yogis might begin to understand what is impermanence, then they can know what is unsatisfactoriness and what is no soul, no soul. And some may start to know about dukkha, then they are also likely to know the other two as well. And if one knows anatta, then also one will be likely to know the other two as well. So in that respect, Siaro said some verses in Burmese which are used by the late Venerable Mahasi Siaro. So in Burmese, they rhyme and they're easy to remember. So it consists of three parts. The first one says that if you know anicca, impermanence, then you will clearly see what dukkha or unsatisfactoriness is. The second verse says that once you know dukkha, then it is easy to see what is anatta, no self, no control, and so on. And the third verse says that once you know anatta, you have seen all three, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, so you are able to see liberation, nibbana. So the practice of vipassana meditation is to note things as they really are. And by noticing at every moment, you will see the characteristics, especially the common characteristics known as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Here, Seattle is very delighted to see people taking time and effort and practice vigilantly the practice of vipassana meditation. And the yogis themselves should be delighted as well. You have claimed it, a lot of merits, including Dhamma Savana, listening to the Dhamma talk. And you have not cared about the suffering and pain and aches happen in your body when you are practicing vipassana meditation. And with every session, you have practiced fervently with viriya, vigilance, sati, awareness, concentration, and so on. And you have practiced bhavana, vipassana meditation. So because of that, may you get progress on your path. May you accumulate samadhi, concentration, panya, wisdom, and vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, and ultimately what you cherish most, that is mega phala jnana, path, fruition, and liberation, as quickly as possible. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.